I think yoga is the practice of paying attention. On this podcast, Yoga Strong, we talk about what paying attention on the mat, what being aware and being present, whether you're in the studio or out of the studio, or in the kitchen, or with your family, or with your friends, in connection, in your heart, in your head. What does paying attention look like for your life? That's what this podcast is all about. That's what Yoga Strong is about. It's not just strong in your muscles and strong in your movement on the mat. It's strong everywhere. This is Yoga Strong with your host, Bonnie Weeks.
Hello, friend. You know, the other night I was sitting on my couch and wrapped up in a little ball, and I started to notice that I was in the same shape as this picture that my mom took of me when I was either freshman or sophomore in high school. And I can see the picture in my head and where the couch was located, and she took it from the kitchen, close to our dining room table in my childhood house, of me on this couch, and I had my coat on in this picture. And my knees were pulled up into my chest, and I was kind of rolled sideways, leaning back against the back of the couch, and I was asleep. And she made that picture, and I was in between eating dinner and having come from school and my basketball practice. And, you know, my whole life I've been a mover. And I even had a dream about riding my bike without training wheels. Woke up, told my dad, and made him take off my training wheels, and I rode off down the street without any help. I came in ready to move. And, you know, in high school, in the beginning years of high school, I was moving a lot with basketball. And it's a lot of work. And it's a lot of running. And it's a lot of focus. And it's a lot of attention. And I've always been somebody who's also excited about school and learning and about excelling and doing the things. And one of the things that think about this picture is that the other night I was in this position on my couch. Currently, I'm 39. Not like, what are you, 12? Let's see, 15. I wasn't 15 or 16. It's been a couple years since I was that old. And now I have, like, I have one kid's past that, another kid that's currently that age. And, oh, and yet here I am in this moment where I felt tired. And in this little ball shape that I just kind of started laughing. And I was like, that picture. A time where I'm working hard and trying to do the things and know that I'm holding several different things at once and loving it all and also feeling the work of it. And I guess I want to share this today because what you're paying attention to matters. What you're paying attention to matters. And when I played basketball, when I was that age, and I was playing, right, that I would be on the court, and maybe I wasn't the best shot, or maybe I wasn't whatever. I don't even know. But one thing that I knew that I wanted to be is that I wanted to be the first one down the court. I wanted to be the one that was instantly on their feet and going, and I was going to be there to pick up anybody who was down there. I was going to be the first one down that they could pass to. I wanted to be the first one down the court. I wanted to work hard for that. And y'all, my face gets hella red when I am doing a lot of cardio. Red enough that I have like this weird thing that happens right above my upper lip. Between my upper lip and my nose, think like mustache zone, gets super white and the rest of my face is red. My face gets super red like that when I'm playing basketball. It's just the thing that happens. And I'd come off that game and I'd be totally red face because I'm going to move the hell out of my body and do the thing. And doing that kind of work is tiring, right? So sure, I could show up right now and be like, hey, pay attention to when you need to rest. Pay attention to when you need to sit down. Pay attention to when when you're like saying yes to things and make sure you have a space where you're like, okay, I'm going to sit it all down for a second and breathe in this space too. Like, yes, those things. But I'm actually showing it up here today to say, be the first one down the court. Do that work. Because y'all know that I'm into saying your joy is contagious, because it is. It is. And maybe getting down the court doesn't actually mean a basketball court right now, right? I'm not on a basketball court right now, but with that same kind of sentiment, right? You get to decide what ways you love to experiment, what ways you love to work hard, how you want to share and create. And these things, if you want to tap into that, what are those ways that you like to do that? What are those ways you want to do that? Where is it that you want to show up and say, I want to be the first one down the court. I want to dive into this place. And you start to pay attention and listen to yourself, to what is calling you. What makes you sit up straight? What makes you say, ah, yeah, hell yes, I'm going to do that. Because if we want something, there's going to be work involved. And it's important work. And so, yeah, pay attention to when you need to rest and pause, because burnout's real. It's just real, right? But don't be afraid of the work that it's going to take for you to be getting down the court, right? This past weekend, I went to a film festival. Like, you know, no big deal. I'll just watch people defy death and have a lot of fun and create new things in the world. And, you know, set a new kind of standard of work and grit, right? Think that's going to affect me? Yeah, hell yes. I walked out of there thinking, what do I want to make? I mean, my lover right now is a cinematographer. He makes shit that's like that, you know, going to a film festival. But it's the subject as well. Like, you know, there's another person I follow. His name is Ramit Sethi. He has a business called I'll Teach You How to Be Rich. He has a book, and he has a Netflix show that's coming out. It's publicity from Ramit. But I love what he's doing. And I love the way that he shares. And I say this because it came out recently, or he shared recently, that this show is coming out on Netflix. And instantly in my head, I was like, what show am I going to make? Right. And here I just went to this film festival. There was this woman named Sherry. I watched this film, this documentary about. And she's 50 when she began this company. So she's going to be over 50 now, a packraft company. And in her story, she has been making clothes for kids for a long time. She used to be on the ski slopes, like, you know, back, oh gosh, how old would she be? Like, in the 70s, 80s, maybe the 80s then. She'd be on the ski slopes and people would stop her and say, where did you get what you're wearing? And she's like, oh, I made it. And so then, you know, she started a company. She's making ski clothes. Like, she's excellent at what her craft is, and she has been dedicated and persistent in problem solving. And now she's in her 50s and she started this pack raft company. And in passing in this film, she said, don't be afraid if it doesn't work the first 30 times. And, you know, if we're going to play basketball and we're going to shoot some hoops, it's going to take way more than 30 times, right? So it's going to be, this might not be 30, right? It might be more like 500 20 million, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be for you. Or it depends on what the subject is going to be, right? But kind of don't be afraid if it doesn't work the first 30 times. And that is almost the mantra, right? And to repeat ourselves and to try again. And kind of this, I don't know, this grit I think I'm just feeling for working hard. And maybe I'm feeling this extra right now because, you know, where I'm at right now, think of like 3.5 years ago when I started this podcast and what I'm doing and the things that I love that I'm doing. And also I think in February, I really felt like this March, it's April now, this March would be like a new step into things. Like there was new energy coming and I feel that. And there's also this work that is coming along with it. You know, I have a robin that's built its nest on my porch. I'm not sure that it loves that its choice because every time the door opens, it has to fly out of the nest because it's scared, which happens a lot of time with kids in this house. So it's not a very big porch. It's up high, it's safe, but it's, you know, it does not like being disturbed. But that robin is having to sit on those eggs. And those eggs won't hatch without the work of sitting there and flying back and forth. And I think that's what I feel like currently. And so I'm sharing this with you because, you know, just like any yoga teacher, like listen to what they're saying. And if you're a teacher, you're like, yep, this is what it is, right? Like the things that I need to hear, I'm going to say, or the things that I've learned or have been learning, I am going to share. The things that I have been working with other people on or coaching other people on, those are things I'm going to share. And so one of the things I'm telling myself is exactly this, right? Be the first person down the court. And if that's the intention, maybe I won't be the first person on the court, but that's what I want to be. I want to be working hard enough. I want to be paying attention enough to where the ball is on the court that I am ready. I'm ready to launch off. You throw me that ball. I'm ready to shoot. Like, I'll get back. I'm going to block who's there. I'm going to be the defender, whatever it is for that game, right? And so I am thinking about that and applying it to my current. I'm thinking of the robins on my front porch and thinking about them sitting on those eggs. And how right now I feel like there's some eggs that I'm sitting on and things make me fly on and off. And there's a work that goes along with birthing things. There's a work with paying attention to what you want and what lights you up and what turns you on. And that it's so worth it. What happens when you hustle in a basketball game? What happens when you shoot over and over and over again? What happens if you know how to make free throws and layups? What happens when you know how to box people out and use your ass and your elbows and be there? You win games. What happens if you sit on those eggs in the nest, even if you get scared off over and over again, you have baby birds? Don't be afraid of the work it takes to become excellent. And maybe excellent has a definition that might be different for each of us, right? I think it does. I think it's subjective, kind of like success. What's success for you? It's going to be subjective, but don't be afraid of that work. And don't be afraid to own it. Be like, yeah, this is hella work. And be proud of it, right? Like you run your ass down that court. You sit on those eggs. And you are going to rest. You must rest. We must, you know, a couple episodes ago, I've talked about wellness, and I really think a lot about wellness. Like, what does wellness mean? I think that's a lot of how the things are that I'm sharing is like, what does that mean? And how do we live our lives with that kind of intention and attention to wellness as like a bigger thing than just movement, than just like running, right? Being able to play a basketball game is more than just about the body, though. We need a lot of heart and brain and team as part of it, too. So this is not to say that it's to the detriment of all the other aspects of you. But know that there's different seasons. And sometimes it's game time season. Sometimes it's incubating the egg season. And you need to show up and do that work. And it's really good. It's really good. And it's going to lead you somewhere that you're not quite sure. Like, who knows where it's going, as with everything. Right? This year is a year of trust for me. That's my word of the year, trust. And mostly it's about trusting me. It's about trusting me And I trust myself to show up and do the work. And so I'm going to prove it to myself that I'm going to be the first one down the court. And I guess I share this with you because I'm pretty damn human. And I'm figuring things out as I go. And it's not going to be perfect, and perfect is boring and detrimental. And I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about taking off on my feet and getting so focused and getting like building the tenacity and the audacity to do the thing so well that I'm exhausted and fall asleep on the couch, curled up in that little ball, whether I'm 15 or 39. That's what I want to do. To be so lit up and so alive by what I'm doing that it fills my brain and it makes me excited, and that the work doesn't feel like work because I love what I'm doing. And that's really where I've landed. It doesn't feel like work. It's work because there's things to do. And nothing happens like just by you sitting by. Like, you have to do the shit. You have to show up. It takes work. And I guess I just hope that you love it. I hope that you figure out a way to love it and pay attention truly to those things that make you light up from the inside out. Because it's going to make that work so much more worth it. And you're going to want to get up and run. And I want that for you. So, with this, go do the things. Be the first one down the court. And also, invitation. If you are a yoga teacher, you are invited. You're invited to apply for a small group mentorship that includes both group meetings with no more than 10 people, 5 to 10 people, and one-on-ones every month for me for 6 months. We do not grow alone, right? This is a team thing. When I think about this film festival, right? Every single person that was highlighted in the film were surrounded by a team, and they could do what they did because they were supported to do it. And even in the making of the film, that's a giant collaboration of so many people. Again, my lover is a cinematographer, so hearing about him and his role, there's so many other people that play a part in this too. Just like basketball, just like I'm talking about those stories when I was 15, I'm 39, right? That work initiated me into a new version of myself. Teaching does the same thing. And I believe we're better when we're a team. So your invitation to apply to Form and Flow, a small group mentorship for yoga teachers, kind of answers the question of like, what happens after a training? What happens when you feel ready to step into your yoga leadership role, but don't have the support or accountability and direction with what's next? What happens when you feel like they need community and a team to lean and grow with? What would be different if you did? So if you could meet with me for one-on-one coaching, plus join the intimate group of others feeling similarly, how could you begin to own the power of your voice and creativity to not just guide others, but also own the hell out of your own creative life about how you want to get that ball down the court, how you want to run fast, what you want to run after, what you want to run along with, how you're going to be the fastest down the court. And you know, maybe you're not like, I don't want to be the fastest, Bonnie. I don't care if you're the fastest. This is just the analogy, right? Maybe you're like, I don't even want any attention. I'm just going to live in the woods. If I don't, then you might not want to be a yoga teacher because you're going to be looked at and you're going to have to say shit in front of people. This mentorship is really then about making the craft of the yoga leadership sustainable, supportive, and playful. This is about learning how to express yourself and hone the ways you want to birth your creative life. In regards to leading the room in yoga, and believing in your own sense of worthiness to be there and standing and expressing yourself in your life, because that 100% carries over to how you stand in your room, in your yoga room, in front of your class, and stand with them. It's personalized and it's community driven, and we rise together. So if you're interested in doing the work and having a hell of a time doing it, because y'all know I wasn't going to be playing ball if it wasn't going to be fun. I'm not here doing all the shit because it's not fun. This is the mixture of form and flow. This is the mixture of strength and grace. This is the mixture of work and play. These things coexist. And let's do shit. In the bio link, or in the, well, yeah, in the link for, in the description for this podcast, I'm going to share the link for you to apply. We are going to begin the end of May. And if this is lighting you up and making you sit up straight, then click that link and let's talk more. Have the most amazing day. And let's connect soon.